"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Today, Mothers Against Drug Deaths.
Drug Deaths.
MADD, M-A-D-D, not to be confused with the other MADD from years ago, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mothers Against Drug Deaths, they had a press conference and a rally today at the Sacramento Capitol. They want Newsom to act and do something about the fentanyl epidemic. You may have seen this week, they announced over 100,000 people have died from opioid overdoses, and fentanyl is probably the quickest way to die out of all of them.
They got attention because they ran a billboard advertisement in Union Square in San Francisco for a month, and it said, "Famous the world over for our brains, beauty, and now dirt cheap fentanyl." And it was a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's time to close San Francisco's open-air drug markets. Learn more, Mothers Against Drug Deaths.
We're going to get Gina McDonald on now. She's the co-founder of Mothers Against Drug Deaths. Gina, welcome. She just dropped off. All right, we'll reconnect with her, and we'll put her on immediately.
Well, anyway, that's right. This was a press conference that just occurred this afternoon at the state capitol, and they're calling on Gavin Newsom and the legislature to do more. They wrote the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Agency's office issued a warning about the markets almost 2 years ago. The reality is that San Francisco and the state of California becoming famous for cheap fentanyl and open-air drug markets as they are for things like the Golden Gate Bridge and our beautiful Redwood Forests.
All right. Gina McDonald, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thanks for taking time to come on with us. You put that billboard campaign together, message to London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco. Did you ever get to talk to her? Did she ever react to it all?
She reacted by saying that we know there's more work to do. That was her public statement.
That's it.
What she's been saying all along. But we did get some pushback from the Travel Association saying we were ruining business. Not the fentanyl in the open drug markets, but we were ruining business.
Wow.
What is
that's all they do is they play this game of bouncing it back to you, right? You're the problem.
Correct. It's bounced everywhere but them.
Well, have you been your group been in contact with Newsom or any of his minions?
No. We've sent letters. We've heard nothing. So we decided to put up a billboard out here calling on him to help these cities and counties because they're overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed and they need help. San Francisco is down 500 cops. Well, there's no way they're turning that around.
What do you want them to do? Like, what would if you could lay out a plan to London Breed or Gavin Newsom, what is it you want to see done?
How about let's start with just enforcing the law? That would be nice. You cannot stand on a street corner and sell a gun. I don't understand why you can stand on the street corner and sell fentanyl. It's ridiculous to us that, and this is just in the open. I don't know if you've been there. it is lines, literally hundreds of drug dealers that stand there and sell drugs all day. And people are laying on the street, shooting up, smoking, and nothing is happening.
Yeah, are you aware of Michael Schellenberger? Do you know who that is?
I do. I do know who he is.
Yeah, he has really chronicled what goes on in places like San Francisco with these open-air drug markets.
I've read his book. I'm actually part of the California Peace Coalition. I've met Mike. You know, I know Mike. He's I 1,000% agree with him. I'm a recovering addict myself. The only way I got clean was mandated treatment. Alameda County Sheriff picked me up in the middle of a meth-induced psychosis and offered me treatment or jail.
You were featured in an article in the Daily Mail recently, which said that San Francisco has this open-air drug market, and they also have an adjacent treatment center, which has treated 23,367 visitors at that moment. And
36,000 now.
No, 36,000. It's but the treatment center referred just 18 of the 23,000 for treatment, which I can't think of a more gigantic failure. It was 0.07% of the drug users got treatment.
Correct. And now they're calling on the Board of Supervisors to extend their stay there, because this was for a state of emergency, right? But now they're going to call on the Board of Supervisors to make that a permanent location. Inside that location, by the way, is an illegal consumption site, which we call an opium den. Just people using drugs and literally dealers selling through the fence.
Are they insane? How could you have a 99.9% failure rate and then redouble your program?
Listen, they are so overwhelmed, and you've got this push for harm reduction, which we agree with clean needles. That stops the spread of disease. I agree with Narcan. I agree with medically assisted treatment. But handing out foil and straws and pipes is enabling, right? And that's what they're doing. And it's encouraging drug use.
I heard you mention, Gina, that you were an addict and you were given that choice of treatment. And what's your take on Prop 47? Because we think this hasn't helped.
Yeah, we try to stay non-political. Prop 47 it's allowed crime to flourish. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's something that should be taken back up, in the legislature, I believe. And but our focus right now is closing down these drug markets.
It took away the bargaining chip of getting people into treatment because you couldn't charge a felony. All right, why don't you tell our listeners? Is it enforcement, or do we need more laws? What is your group looking for?
We're looking for Gavin Newsom just simply to enforce California state laws. You cannot sit on the street and shoot up and smoke drugs and defecate on yourself and urinate on yourself and set up a tent and live there. You can't do that. It's not healthy for you. It's definitely not healthy for the children that in San Francisco have to be walked to school under San Francisco higher guard.
Why do you think they don't care?
Yeah, what's the try to play devil's advocate? What's the opposing argument against enforcement?
So the opposing argument is meet them where they're at, right? Let's meet them where they're at. Let's be kind. Let's let them make the decision. You can't force people to get treatment, but you can enforce laws. If you take away consequences,
that's right.
I'm so sick of hearing that
stuff.
Yeah,
the soft touch is leading to disaster.
I've got no patience. I have no patience, no energy to debate these people anymore. They're simply insane. They're absolutely insane.
Well, this is why we have to put up billboards. We have to put up billboards to embarrass them.
Good.
Right? I mean, to point out that what is going on with this? What is happening? My daughter was living on the street in San Francisco, smoking heroin, smoking fentanyl, and just a mess. And I went to pick her up off the street and literally had to drag her a little bit. The police came and asked me what I was doing. Not her, but me.
That's cool. I just don't understand. I really don't understand. It's like an inverted universe.
It is bizarro land. It really is. And until I don't know, until we get rid of the people that are in charge of making these decisions.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money behind this push to have a safe supply of drugs, right?
Well,
the government safe supply of drugs.
All those alleged nonprofit organizations are making, the people who run them make big salaries. The more drug addicts you are, the more employees they have, the more money they make.
What you want,
at like any business, you want to increase your customer base, right? You want more people enjoying, you know, the chocolates that you make, or the cheeseburgers you make, or the drugs that you facilitate. Because without the drug addicts, then you go out of business and you lose your big paycheck.
I'll tell you right now, if people actually got better in San Francisco, or they enforced laws in San Francisco and mandated people to treatment, a lot of people would be out of a job.
Yeah, that's the root of this. That's the root of the evil, is the amount of money that this nonprofit crowd, this whole infrastructure that enables homelessness and drug addiction and mental illness. They're making so much money. There's so much tax money flowing around that they're addicts too, and they can't break their addiction to our money.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Gina, good luck. We'll talk with you again. And you know what? I hope you get more money and put up even more billboards and make them even more incendiary. Because about the only only weapon you have is just to ridicule them to death, embarrass them to death. I don't think they'll respond to anything else.
But let me tell you that, by the way, we invited all of the Northern California Assembly members. Not one showed up.
Of course not.
Of course. Yeah,
no,
that figures.
Not one.
No. They're all part of it.
I don't know if you know, Gina, they had a bill dealing with fentanyl in the Public Safety Committee, which would have really gone after people who deal fentanyl and results in deaths. It was like a DUI bill.
I know it well.
Yeah, they canceled it. They said no.
Yeah. Oh, Scott Wiener, Nancy Skinner, I know all about it. Those are my friends pushing for that.
No, these people in the legislature on that committee, they're evil. They're killers. That's what they are.
I don't know so much that. I wouldn't go that far.
You know what?
Yeah, you don't have to, but we do.
Well, that's
it's,
what I think.
It's mothersagainstdrugdeaths.org, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's where you can go to find out more. Gina, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Gina McDonald, co-founder of MAD, Mothers Against Drug Deaths, calling on the state, anybody, to do more to stop the fentanyl deaths. More coming up. This is about the death of a little boy who was killed by his mother and her live-in boyfriend, Anthony Avalos. We're going to bring on Brian Claypool. He represented family members against the county in this settlement. They're still part of the case that may go to trial involving a nonprofit out of Pasadena. And we'll be talking in depth to Brian Claypool after the news. Speaking of kids, I'm not a parent, but this is the biggest nightmare story I have seen in a long time. Like a parent's nightmare that really happened. A man went to the Dallas Mavericks basketball game with his 15-year-old daughter. This is at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Now she's 15, so think for a moment. She went off to the bathroom by herself. She did not return. 5 days later, they found her in a hotel room. She was being put online for sex. Can you believe that?
And there were guys coming in and out of the room for days.
Oh, my God. Surveillance footage did show video of her leaving the arena with a man that night. A week and a half later, on April 18th, police found the teen in a hotel room in Oklahoma City after her parents identified her through nude photos that had been posted online in sex ads. I can't believe this. This girl will probably never recover from this. Now, I don't know anything about her, what her life was like, but
well, they have she and her dad going to a basketball game. Sounds like it was a normal life.
And I think, because that's why I asked the question, you two have kids. Is a 15-year-old too young to go to the toilet by themselves?
No.
Or
no.
No, that's what I thought. So it wasn't unreasonable. The parents, I mean, the father is livid. He's suing everybody because when he tried to get help, a couple things happened. They told him at the local Dallas police, they told him to go to his local police department where you live. He went there and they said, no, you got to go to the Dallas police department because the incident happened in Dallas. I'm not kidding you. This is according to the father. What happened?
They are not
interested. So that just led to more delays.
They're not interested in missing person stories.
And then he got the thing, well, it could be a teen runaway.
That's where they go. Because most of the time, it's a teen runaway, especially if it's a teenage girl. They say, well, it looks like she just went crazy and ran away from you. And we're not going to do a search party because you and your daughter are having a fight. That is exactly their attitude. And it's easy just to point to another jurisdiction. See, you can't say that to a dad, right? It's like, look, your daughter's probably got a little nuts. So that what they say is, oh, not our jurisdiction. Why don't you call over there?
Can you do a little investigating, though, before you just write it off to that? Maybe talk to someone else in the family or someone else that knows the family to see if there are problems between the girl and the parents before you just decide, oh, it's probably a runaway because most of them are. No, because you shouldn't do that.
I know, but they're lazy. Another example, they don't care. They don't care.
And how do they feel after they find out the girl is sexually assaulted in hotel rooms with strange men coming in?
That's a good question. I wonder how they... I often wonder when
you
they...
You think they still don't care? They're still going to say, yeah, shrug. It happens. This is what he said. When a 40-something-year-old man walks in with a 15-year-old girl and rents multiple hotel rooms, and there's traffic coming in and out of those rooms, those should be red flags. That's the hotel where the teen was
right.
found.
Yeah, the desk clerk.
He's also blaming them.
The desk clerk, right? I wonder if the clerk got a cut.
They might have just thought it was a father and daughter. I don't know. But multiple hotel rooms is a little weird.
Yeah.
So they could just move her between
clients. No, you know what?
Clients.
You know what? If you're smart, you can tell.
Well, what kind of hotel do you think it was?
You're not a
you think the desk clerk
not
is,
a, not a Four Seasons
alert, no, especially in this era of job shortages.
No,
can't find workers.
You got the,
who's at the desk in Oklahoma City at some rundown, skanky hotel
late at night? Yeah, probably the local fentanyl addict.
He's also after American Airlines Center because the man the teen left with got into the game with a fake ticket that was sold to him by someone known by both organizations for selling fake tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I don't know. I don't know if the Mavericks are responsible for this one.
But
the police who didn't respond, I think that's a good case.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Seriously.
So you got American Airlines or the Mavericks and the local police and the police in Dallas, the police in Oklahoma City. You've got the clerk at the hotel. You have multiple adults here. It's complete system failure. Nobody cared. Nobody noticed. Nobody wanted to deal with it. Everybody wanted it just to go away. Don't bother me.
I can't imagine for this dad who just wanted to enjoy a basketball game with his daughter, and she ends up being sold for sex, a sex slave. Wow. Isn't that like one of the worst
nightmares? Yeah, it is. I mean, it sounds like one of those urban legend stories.
Well, it's not.
You know,
by the way, they used photo imaging to finally pick her out of the crowd and figure out.
It's real.
Yeah. The person that it doesn't say anything about the man who took her, who he is, what they did with him. There's nothing about that. This is all about the frustration and the lawsuits.
We're all on our own out here. You are not going to find anybody to care about your problems anymore. I don't know when it all changed, but you go to the police, they're not going to care. I mean, everybody in L.A. knows this, right? You call and complain about a suspicious guy in the neighborhood, a homeless guy making a big ruckus. Police don't come. They tell you, yeah, we're not going to do anything. We can't do anything. Here, fill out a report. I mean, you know, if you get assaulted or sexually attacked, it's like, fill out a report.
All right, we will have that news conference here on KFI whenever it begins around 5 o'clock out of Orange County about the big fire in Laguna Niguel, which destroyed at least 20 homes. It broke out yesterday afternoon and wasn't a big fire, but it just moved from home to home, buffeted by the ocean winds. That'll come up here on the show. 5 o'clock.
I got to tell you something, which I've noticed in the background on the TV screens here. Today, all the news networks are all in lockstep celebrating a million COVID death day. And CNN was running like a remembrance montage like they do at the Oscars of ordinary people who died of COVID and their family photos.
Well, they had good ratings then, considering.
And
what they have now.
I switched to Channel 7, and the ABC News was on, and it was Orphans of COVID. And I'm thinking, wow, God, does somebody send out the talking points first thing in the morning from the administration to the networks, and let's get everybody commemorating the same thing today?
Someday, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, they'll take a look at that number, a closer look. Could be higher, could be lower, this magical million.
It's just...
Because, you know, people have contended they count you if you died with COVID, not of COVID. I mean, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I believe these numbers that they keep floating.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think
But there are many media outlets that think the number's actually higher. It's higher. So,
because I think a lot of people got it, didn't test, didn't report it.
No, but I'm sorry, these are deaths, though.
It's
a death number. So, there's a million people that died.
But if you died in
But if we did not have COVID, would they have died sometime in the last 2 years? We don't know that.
But people who died in a small town, rural area, where they were anti-vaccine and anti-mask, anti-lockdown, whatever, do you think the local hospitals are really doing tests to see if they had COVID or not?
Oh, then that's an undercount.
Right. Could be an undercount.
Well, that's and what could the, be an some over, of the media is saying. It's undercounted.
It could be an overcount on the other end.
Yeah, I just think there ought to be a more in-depth report done on that before we just run with all these numbers.
But you see, but it's what you said. They know they'd get a rating today. I guess they think they're going to get a rating. I don't know.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. Commemorances, I don't think they do as well. We move now to Russia, Ukraine. You know, not that many years ago, the people of Finland were asked in a poll, would you like to join NATO? The number was incredibly low, 20 to 30%. Today, 76% of Finns are in favor of joining NATO. Do you think you could figure out why?
Well, you only had to watch the news for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Last February, and I think you'd change your mind real fast.
People may not realize Finland and Sweden are historically neutral countries, and Finland shares an 830-mile border with Russia. So that could make you nervous.
Oh, the whole eastern border. The entire eastern border is on Russia. Hundreds and hundreds of miles. I don't know. See, this is funny. We see this here, though. People don't worry about crime. They're anti-police or anti-prison, whatever they are, until all hell breaks loose in the streets. And now there's crazy guys busting into their home. And it's like, oh, we got to do something about this. It's like, yeah, because a lot of people are bad. There's a lot of bad people in the world. So you've got to have a force, whether it's a military or a police department, to fight the bad people, because the bad people are going to come and kill you.
Now, let's try, I don't think I'll get very far with this, but I'm only doing this on purpose, to turn the table around and pretend we're Russia for a moment, because this is their viewpoint. Oh, really? Finland's going to join NATO. See, they see NATO as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
They think NATO may come after them. So that's why they're acting protective, and they issued some explosive statements today about NATO joining, or rather Finland joining NATO, that this is a game changer. NATO membership, let me see if I can find the Russian quote. Russia reacted to development with a warning. The Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Finland joining NATO would inflict serious damage to Russian Finnish relations, as well as stability and security in Northern Europe.
Yeah.
Russia will be forced to take retaliatory steps of military, technical, and other characteristics in order to counter the emerging threat to its national security. Now, this may be BS, but this is the way they're looking at it, that you're threatening us. We're not threatening you. And this is why we invaded Ukraine. We thought they were going to join NATO.
I know, but the thing is, Ukraine, first of all, did not join NATO, and Ukraine did not invade Russia. And NATO has never invaded Russia. So you'll have to look at, well, who's the aggressor here? Russia's invaded Ukraine multiple times now. I think, three times, actually, in the last 8 years.
Well, they're trying to free them from the Nazis. You remember
that
part.
I know. I always forget that Zelensky's a Nazi. It's like the first Jewish Nazi in history. It always slips my mind. They can prattle on all they want. If they want to kill people, they're going to kill people. They're always going to have an excuse as to why they're killing people or why they're grabbing land. But Putin's real idea is he wants to expand the Soviet Union. He wants to make it bigger. But he is pausing to see, he's not sure he wants to engage with NATO, because we have a lot more weaponry than he does. He's got a lot of nuclear missiles, and so do we. So,
I ask this question? Considering how poorly it's really gone in trying to grab Ukraine, do people really think that they could invade and get Finland and Sweden?
No, they can't. Not against NATO.
But maybe not even against Finland and Sweden.
Not against Finland and Sweden. Well, I mean, I don't know. Does Finland and Sweden have a military at all?
Yeah, they do have a military. That's what NATO just said. They have a very well-trained military.
See, Ukraine put together a...
If I had a border with Russia and I wasn't part of NATO, I'd have a good military.
Yeah, I don't know what they have. Ukraine built a military in the last 8 years because Russia kept barging in.
Right.
So they ended up training a lot of guys, and they had real-world experience because somebody had to fight them when they were coming into Crimea and in that eastern region. So they got real-world experience, and we did some of the training.
Right.
Now, I know, yeah, they do have a military because I heard today they
it says Finland and Sweden both have strong modern militaries. And they could be pulled into NATO within a matter of weeks. That's probably what's going to happen.
It's going to have to happen. Look, he started this, and so now there's going to be consequences. There's always consequences. And if he wants to set off nukes, he's already got a pretext to do it, right? Because we have funded tens of billions of dollars in weaponry to Ukraine. So if he wants to say, all right, I'm at war with the U.S., he's got an argument. But maybe he doesn't even need an argument. Maybe if he just wants to kill people and blow things up, what does it matter what the argument is? What does it matter if the argument is correct or not? He wants to do it because he wants to do it. He wants to make Russia bigger. He wants to show what a big bully it is, how powerful. Wants to show off the nukes. If he does, then, you know, we're all going to get it.
Meanwhile, Putin says that they are not wavering on their determination to take over eastern Ukraine. That's where Russian missiles have been pounding the area. He's been talking to and supporting the head of the pro-Russia separatists in this section of Ukraine, the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic. So he's claiming that they need us. We're going to keep fighting to get that part of the country. Amidst the fire that was burning in Orange County yesterday, one of the other news stories coming out of Orange County, which is certainly not as important, involved the arrest of the actor, comedian Andy Dick, who has been...
Has anyone ever been more aptly named?
He's been living in an RV campground, and the group that lives there, they live stream on YouTube what's going on in there. It's called Captain Content RV. So some of the situation with his arrest, he was arrested for sexually assaulting a man in his sleep. And the confrontation that went on concerning this was actually live streamed, and there's footage. And I'm going to try to be gentle.
Oh, no. No.
But the young man,
oh, no,
who goes by the name of JJ, can be seen telling another person in the RV that he believes Andy Dick molested him in his sleep. And here's the quote. "I was just in bed right now, and I smelled certain parts of my body. I was in the other RV with Andy, and the last thing I remember, we were on the phone with his fiancée, but I smelled parts of myself, and they smelled like artificial smells."
Ew.
Now, what does that mean?
Ew. I don't want to.
It's explained in the next sentence.
No, don't do this. Deborah, cover your ears.
Ugh, I'm not hearing you. I don't know. What? Wait, what'd you say? What?
No, you...
Oh. He believed that there was some sort of lotion or lubricant in his anus.
Oh, no.
That was that enough to charge somebody with...
Well, yes.
Sex assault?
Sure.
Well, that doesn't prove that they actually committed the act.
But there's lubricant in there. That's
Andy
already a
Dick
violation.
Denies all this.
Oh, my God.
The man
God.
Asked him, "Did you assault me in my sleep?" "I never assaulted you in your sleep," says Andy Dick. "Can you leave me alone?"
"You were awake."
Tries to block the camera with his foot. Because, again, all this is being live streamed.
Wait a second. Wow. They were on the phone with Andy Dick's fiance?
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
He's a strange bird.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
He's got so many problems, I think he just reaches for anything.
You wake up and you're smelling, just the way he described it, I'm smelling my body parts, these artificial smells. Yes.
The Daily Mail story has a paragraph. "Another video posted online shows Orange County Sheriff's Department deputies arriving at the campground around 11:15 a.m. local time before handcuffing Dick and escorting him to a patrol car, but they spelled it with a small D." I just found that funny. Like, literally. He's being held on $25,000 bail. What? He's being held on bail? I thought nobody has bail these days. Well, it's Orange County. I guess they're a little tougher there.
Did you see all the times you'd been arrested?
Yes, he's got...
All right. We got a minute here? Listen to this. November 2021, Dick was arrested after he allegedly hit his boyfriend in the head with a liquor bottle. boyfriend was bleeding with a sizable wound on his head. Then October 2021, Dick was arrested for hitting his boyfriend in the face with a frying pan.
June 2021, assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly attacking a male partner with a metal chair. 2019, 14 days in jail, convicted of sexual battery for squeezing a woman's rear end.
Yeah, he's like Rick Jacobs. He was going after everybody, men, women.
Same year, he was seen on video being slammed to the ground after he got into a fight with an Uber Eats driver. Remember that story, yes.
Well, he groped an Uber driver's crotch in 2018.
Yes, he has an estranged wife by the name of Lena Saved, who got a domestic violence restraining order against him in 2018.
He's got three kids.
He's got a 33-year-old. Yeah.
He groped a 17-year-old girl. He pulled down her top to expose her breasts.
He can't live much longer.
Wow.
He's really out of control.
Teenage girls, guys, women, I mean, just everything. He grabbed a man's genitals in a West Virginia bar in 2020. He groped Ivanka Trump during an interview on Jimmy Kimmel.
On Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel pulled him away.
Yeah, security staff.
He was rubbing his hands on Ivanka's thighs and knee while she politely tried to stop the unwanted advances.
Oh. Ew.
He tried to grab her ponytail.
My God. This is Rick Jacobs, isn't it?
All right, coming up next. Yeah, it is. You're right. Doesn't matter, men, women. Brian Claypool will be here. He knows a lot about this $32 million settlement in a lawsuit with Los Angeles County concerning the death of a little boy by the name of Anthony Avalos, and Child Services was involved, and clearly they failed to save the boy's life. Coming up.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.